Okay, see. So I want to talk to you. I want to just talk through the riff. We don't have so much time, but hopefully we'll be able to talk through the riff. So on the riff on the Abdallah and Aleph, he quotes the Gemara Pshita Maritema. He adds one word that we don't have in our Gemara, Deloy. We just have Kamash Malon. That's not significant. We'll see, maybe it is significant. Then the Rif says, Mikan Shaminon, that we see from this sugya that a milsa di yadiyah bishutvis. Remember exactly his lashon. We see from here that a milsa di yadiyah bishutvis, you can't be machzik. Neither one can be machzik. So the shaila is, where did the Rif see in the sugya? The Rif says that this sugya is a mocker, which is maybe the mocker, that should from the kapti adodi. Where did the Rif see in the sugya that should from the kapti adodi? In Taisis, Taisis also talked about should from the kapti adodi, but in Taisis, in our Taisis, should from the kapti adodi wasn't something that you see in the sugya. Should from the kapti adodi was something that Taisis needed to get out of the sugya because it was making problems. The Gemara says this is saka daitav that nafel shushu dechayv. Now you can become a muksuk. Taisis learns shoharbi, but akaponim you become a muksuk. How can you become a muksuk? Should from the kapti adodi. Taisis needs to for Taisis should from the kapti adodi is a problem. Taisis answers well by shoharbi. You don't have should from the kapti adodi b'chil olam layakbit. So Taisis just gets rid of it. Taisus would be happier if there was no such thing as shit from the kapti adodi. Then the Gemara would be pushed. Not for the shit to the chayv. Now you become a muksuk because you could tie in a lakachti. Maybe you wouldn't even need harbe. Maybe you should even show a little bit. Maybe you could tie in a lakachti. You could already become a tie in a lakachti. Maybe not. Maybe you need the shaharbi to make the sekis. And maybe you could tie in a lakachti. Maybe if it wasn't shaharbi, you wouldn't even have the suffix of lakachti. We could be done. But like upon him, in Taisus, shit from the kapti adodi is bad news. And Taisus has to get rid of it. The Rif sees in the sugya mocha and shit from the kapti adodi. So where did he see it in the sugya? So that's for sure. He didn't see it in the saka daitok. Shit from the kapti adodi says you cannot be machzik. The saka daitok was that you could be machzik. So the Rif's not bothered. What happened to shit from the kapti adodi? How could there be a saka daitok that you could be machzik? Taisus kasha. How could there be a havamina that if it's not for shit from the kapti adodi, take your pick. Yes, shoharmi, not shoharmi. Rashi Taisus. But the havamina was that if it's not for the shushu, you would become a muksuk. I should from the kapti adodi. Taisus is gasha. There's not bothered by that. And you can't say in the Rif, well, shoharbe, they're not makbet. The Rif, because somewhere in the sugya, the Rif sees this is a case of shushu from the kapti adodi. So the answer is, the Rif himself is the answer, because the Rif says that shushu from the kapti adodi is only milsu di yadiv shushus. Only vada shushu is the kapti adodi. Suffix shushu, you don't say shushu from the kapti adodi. So Melin, I haven't even the only suffix shutfin. Without the Salka Daita Chamino, the suffix shutfin. So there's no problem with shutfin like Kapia, so they could become a Muxif. But in the Kamash Malon, the Kamash Malon is that now it's a Milsa, the Kamash Malon is that it's a Milsa the Yadir B'Shutfis. And now it's a Milsa the Yadir B'Shutfis, so that's why they cannot become Muxif. And therefore, come on, that's the advertiser of the Rif. The Rif saw in the Kamashmal. The Gemara says Kamashmal on the loy. The Kamashmal is that even if it was not fulishus of the chayim and ayil, he does not become a muksuk. And the Rif says why when it's not fulishus of the chayim and ayil, why lemaskana do you not become a muksuk? Because it's a milsi the yadiya b'shutfus and milsi the yishid the yadiya b'shutfus. Milsi the yadiya b'shutfus, you can't become a muksuk. What taina is Shim is now? Let's understand. What's the taina? What's Shimon taining? What taina is the Rif over here envisioning? The Rif is adding something to the Mishnah. He's adding another unspoken thing in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says that since there can be kaifin zezeh, shutfin shirot lasts machitza, bainim is a kaisel ba'emza, they can force each other to build a kaisel ba'emza. So up till now we thought pshat in the Mishnah was. Since they can be kaifin zeh, therefore there's an anansadi. They built it together. Since there's an ansadi that they built it together, so therefore, if it falls over into one guy's rishus, he cannot taina banisi, because the banisi is against the anansadi. The Rif is earning a step. Since they can be kaifin zeze, therefore there's an anan sadi. Because there's an anan sadi, it's a milsa diyadiyah b'shutfus. Because it's a milsa diyadiyah b'shutfus, they can't become muksakim. Therefore it's yachlik. So, what's the taina that Shimon is tining that I need that, that requires that intermediate step? If Shimon's taina is banisi, I built the kaisel all along. I was the one who built the kaisel. So I don't. What do you need shutfus from the kapei adadi? That's directly against the anan sadi. It's an anan sadi. Kaifin zeze. They can be kaif each other to build the kaisel together. Anan sadi that they built the kaisel together. So if one guy time is banisi, he's against an anan sadi. That's a taisel in the Gemara. It's b'mokam edim. The time of banisi says even if you have a migad lekachti, but it's b'mokam edim. Migad b'mokam edim. That's pshat in the Mishnah because it's an anan sadi. So even if he tain is banisi, even if he has a migo, it doesn't help because it's a migo mokamed. You don't need shut from the kapti adadi for that. So obviously the Rif is learning up in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is saying that hamokam avonim shel shnei, not only if he tain is banisi, but even if he tain is lakachti. Lakachti is not against the anan sad directly. They could have built they built the kaisel together, but he tainus that he bought the avonim after the kaisel fell down. So that's not directly against the anan sad. The Rif learned and the emes is taisus hold the akachti he would win. That's how taisus learns the Mishnah. Taisus learns the Mishnah that if he tainus lakachti at least by shaharbe. So by shaharbe there's reglaim adover, maybe it was taka bought the avonim. So Taisa learns if he tainus lakachti, he taka wins. So, but if he tainus banisi, he loses. But the Rif learned up in the Mishnah that the Rif clearly learned up in the Mishnah. Otherwise, the Rif makes no sense. The Rif learned up in the Mishnah that in Flufichach Hamnofel Hamokam Avonim Shel Shneim, even if Shimon tainus lakachti. So that already needs a hesbo. Why can't Shimon tainus lakachti? That's not against the Anan Sadi. So the Rif has this intermediate step. He's a Me'ocha Shaminon that once is an Ansari that they're Shutfin. So now it's a Milsa the Yediyah B'Shutfis. In a Milsa the Yediyah B'Shutfis, you cannot become a Muchsuk. Because Shutfin Lekap De'adori, the Mashal Mokum, Zelazah, and so on. So you're not a Muchsuk. If you're not a Muchsuk, you can't tie in a Lekachti. Because there's no Amitzim Mechavar Levarai. That's Poshub Shatin. I'm not saying any Chidushin. That's Poshub Shatin in the Rif. By the way, the Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Yud Ches, when the Rambam brings this din of Lefichach Hamnofel Hamokam Avonim Shel Shneim, the Rambam says beferish that it's the cases where he tainted lakachti. And therefore if it was nofel to the shusha one of them and he tainted banisi or nasatli b'matana, which is the same thing, so we're chayil. So that's mamash al derech the Rif. The time that we're talking about is the time of lakachti. And that's what the Mishnah says, that he cannot tie in the Lakachti because of the Lefichach. So the Rif says that requires, what does Lefichach have to do with Lakachti? Lefichach just says that there's an Ansari, they built the Kaisel together. That's not how does that contradict the tie of Lakachti? There it says, Milsidiyah B'Shutfus. Then Mr. Yesh Lodin, it's Mash from the Rif. It's moving the Rif that if not for Shutfin Lekapti Adori, you could tie in the Lekachti. So, how is Tamalara? What do you mean? How could you tie in the Lekachti? It's Gedrus. We saw how the Kaisel fell down. We saw the Kaisel go into Zvishos. So, it's how could you tie in the Lekachti? Why isn't that different? Why is it different than Gedrus? You need a Mokum. This is stuff we've been talking through the whole time. If you need a Mokum Sophic to tie in the Lekachti. You need something to be ma'ir the suffix. If there's nothing to be ma'ir the suffix, you can't just grab something and tie it to lakachti. So over here, how can you tie it? Where's the mokum over here to tie it to lakachti? You need shut from lakachti adori to take off the tie of lakachti. So in Taisus, we saw what gives you the reglaim adover to tie it to lakachti is the shah harbe. The shah harbe creates a new mokum suffix because it's a little bit modern shah harbe. So that creates a mokum suffix you should be able to tie it to lakachti. Well, maybe in the Rif. Maybe that's shot in the Rif too. It's sosum in the Rif. In the Rif, it's very sosum that it's talking about Shaharbe. So if it's not Shoharbe, Pashtus and the Rif and the Ram, they don't say a word about Shoharbe. So if it's not Shoharbe, we just saw the place of the one guy's Rishus. Or we saw that he was Mefana, the abundant into his Rishus. So how can he tie up? Where's the Mokum Suffolk Bechal? Forget Shutfulik Happy Adodli. You know, if I just walk over and take your laptop and I say I bought it, it's you don't need shit from the Kapi Adari to say that there's no suffix of you. There's no suffix. That's the Naskar Rebab. So, Mr. Talmud, there's different ways to, there's probably different ways to go. But the Pasha to Teretz is what the Magna Mishnah says over there in Perek Beis Galoch Yud Ches. He quotes the Rif, he quotes the Ram. He taka says the Ram is like the Rif. And he speaks out, but lefid the Rif, you have to say that the case is that it was paninu shalei bein. That when we didn't see him take the avanim into his rishos, or we didn't. So if we didn't see the avanim fall into his rishos. So if we didn't see the avanim fall into his rishos, that we didn't see him take the avanim. So that's a case of we don't know echbal yoder. We don't know how the avanim got here. Maybe they got it derech mekach. Maybe the other guy gave him the avanim. So there you can really tie another kachti. That's like any time there's a marakaman and a metaltalin, but now you're holding the metaltalin and we don't know how you got it. So we don't think that maybe you stole it or maybe it flew here on its own or maybe it fell into your backyard. We assume we don't know how it got here. We assume that it got here legitimately, it got here mekach. So that's why, all things being equal, he ought to be able to tie in a lakachti. Nonetheless, since Shutfin the Kapi Adobe, it's not called Bechal, it's in his Rishos. Since they were originally Shutfin, the Masham Lokum Zelazeh, so you lose even on the time of Bechal. That's what it says in the Magen Mishnah. The Rosh also says that. The Rosh is similar to the Rif of here, more or less. And the Rosh also says, talking about Shilu, that it was Paninu Shiloh Beid. So therefore, really, you wouldn't be able to tie in Lekachti. You wouldn't be able to tie in Lekachti. So we say, no, since it's an Ansari, they built the Kaisel together. If they built the Kaisel together, so they're Shutfin like Kapi Adodi, they're Mashal Mokam Zelazeh. So it's not called Yerushus. So Mela, you can't even tie in a, you can't even tie in a Lakach. I had a horror. I mean, it's not my horror, everybody has this horror. The Rif says, Shamina Mehoch. We see from this Gemara that Shutfin Lekapi Adodi. That's a very strange lashon. Shaminu Mehocha that Shutfin Lekapi Adodi. It's a Gemara of Bayis Velia. Perish Gemara of Bayis Velia. Shutfin Lekapi Adodi. We've been talking about it the whole time. Perish according to it. That's explicit. So what does it? What does it mean? Shaminu Mehocha that Shutfin Lekapi Adodi. So someone to say, it's in the rain, that we talked to you already a lot. There's two different kinds of shutfin lekapi adodi. There's a shutfin lekapi adodi that's mafkir from amitzim chaver levaraya, and then there's a shutfin lekapi adodi that's mafkir from the chazok of kol mashtachas yodar rei shaloi. Maybe there isn't, but if there is, it's different than abayis valiya. And abayis valiya, there's no chazok of kol mashtachas yodar rei shaloi. We saw the bias and the liyah fall down. It's just that it happens to be in one guy's rishus, and he wants to say that he built it, that it's his. These avonim are from his side of the bayis valiya, from his part, from his story. So there it's just a mitzvah mechaver levaraya. So the shutfin lekapi adodi over there is a shutfin lekapi adodi that takes off a mitzvah mechaver levaraya. But the mashal mokum zelizah over here, according to the Rif, we're talking about paninu shalei beidim. So we don't know ech bali odoi. That's already chazaka kol mashatachas yodai rei shalei. A chazok of kol mashatachas yodai rei shalei. That's stronger than a mitzvah mechaver levaraya. That's like a yesh lanu leitle. It's kilo anu yodim, like Taisa says in Lamed Aleph and Beis. Like my nasch. Since we never saw anybody, so here also, like, we don't know how these avonim got them. So yesh lanu leimer kilo anu yoidim, or the lashon in Taisa Rosh. Kodav shu biadonim yesh lanu lachshuv shu shaloi. So that's much stronger than a mitzvah mechaver levaraya. So who says shutfin lekapi adodi takes that off? That doesn't need to be for that. I don't need that much. That's a different shutfin lekapi adodi. So the Rif says no. From here you see there's a shutfin lekapi adodi for that too. That's the right along those lines. I think it's very difficult because The Lashon of our Gemara, this goes back to what I mentioned, I pointed out yesterday. The Lashon of our Gemara is Hamaitzim Mechaber Levaraya. The Lashon of the Gemara is Maudit Taimalev Ida Hamaitzim Mechaber Levaraya. It's Mechfurish in the Gemara that Shimon is only winning with Hamaitzim Mechaber Levaraya. And if Shutan Lekap Dadori takes off Hamaitzim Mechaber Levaraya, like we see in Abayis Valiyah, then it should take this off too. So we're back to square one. It's really no different than in Abayis Valiyah. The MS, there's a Hori here altogether. According to the Rif, they were talking about Panim Shalei Be'edim. So why is it a Mir Hamaitz? Why does the Gemara call it a Mir Hamaitz Mechaber Levaraya? If it was Panim Shalei Be'edim, so we don't know how Eich Bo Liyodoi, then L'chor it's like a Naska. Kotovu Shibi Adon, we Yishtonu Lach Shush Shalei. So why does the Gemara call it Hamaitz Mechaber Levaraya? Yeah, Yish Lodom Adon, I don't know. Maybe the Rif holds like the Rashbam, and by the Sugim Naska, we saw the Rashbam learns that Naska is also just a Mir Hamaitz Mechaber Levaraya. Why can't you grab it? So he says, because you can never grab the Rosh Ramos, you can never grab. If you grab, you're a chayt. If you're a gazan, there's no such thing as grabbing. Not like Taisus said, for Mamitz Mechrel Rai, you could be typhus. Maybe that's what the Rif holds. So we'll share. The Rosh quotes the Rosh is out there at the Rif, and the Rosh holds Befeirish that Tfisa helps with the Taimus part. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's different. Maybe by Nasr, there's no Marakama. So Yeshlan Alach, here there's a Marakama. The Shutfis is the Marakama. I mean, there's a markam. There was a prior situation. Then you took now the avonim. We don't know how they got to you. So enough. So the passes we've been assuming all along. Whenever it's einanu yodim hechbal yodim, then it's always like a nascha. Maybe it's not true. Maybe nascha was where there's no markama. So you're the first person we know who owned it. So that's kilu shalai. But in a case where we know there was a prior situation, we don't know exactly how it got to you. Did it fall into your? It might have fallen. Maybe you took it. Maybe it was Panino. So this is maybe less than the regular Yeshlan Olach Shub Shishaloi. Maybe this is only a Mokum Sufik. And for a Mokum Sufik, you need a Maisim Chaveri all of Haraya. I'm saying a lot in a short amount of time, but Akhapanim, Mufurj, it's Mufurj in the Mara, it's a Maisim Chaveri. How are you going to learn? There's a Ha'or here altogether. It's a Mokum Lizgad, it's a Sechabur. That the pastor says, whenever you have a case of Einon Uyaydim Hechbol Uyaydoi, that's like a Naska. In the Rif Lachari, see, not the way, because in the Rif it's Mukhuk, we're talking about Paninu Shalai Be'edim. As the Magen Mishnah, the Rosh, the Rashba, I think also they will point out, you have to understand about Paninu Shalai Be'edim. And yet the Gemara calls it Hamaitzim Mechaber Levaraya. Somehow, even though it's Einon Yodim Echbal Yodim, and it needs to be, because if we would see it fall, you wouldn't be able to tie Melakakti, there'd be no Lakum Sofik. It's because we didn't see how it got to you, so that's why there's a Mokum Sofik to tie Melakakti. But it's not Kilon Yodim, it's only Hamaitzim Mechaber Levaraya. So that all by itself is a subject for discussion, but it's not a subject for debate, because in Mufurish in the Gemara it says Hamaitzim Mechaber Levaraya, and the riffs and at that we say Shutfun Lekapi Adori. Shutfun Lekapi Adori over here is just taking off Hamaitzim Mechaber Levaraya. Well, that's exactly what it does in Abayis Valiyah. So if that's exactly what it does in Abayis Valiyah, so what does the riff say? Mehalcha Shaninu Kilu. You found the big Mitzia over here. You see Shutfun Lekapi Adori. It's an explicit Gemara.
Can we say this is the
Kamash Rav now? It's in the Mishnah. Oh, sorry. I think that's the Emes. But maybe I'll be makdum soon. The Rif doesn't explain how we learned the Gemara's kasha pshita. Everything here is the answer to the pshita. Gemara has pshita. Gemara answers ma the tema fell into one guy's shoes. Went to Rif shalei beidim. He could have tied it. So I would have said I might some chel of araya kamashmulon. So the Kamashmon is undoing the Pshita. There's a Pshita, a Kasha Pshita, and the answer is no, there's a Chiddush over here that it's Kamashmon. So Rashi and Taisus learned that the Pshita, what the Gemara means when it asks Pshita, is that who needs the Anan Sadi? It will be a Chayko even without the Anan Sadi Misofik. The Gemara's answer is no, had it been a Sofik, you would have become a Muksuk. Kamashmon is not a Sofik, it's an Anan Sadi. It's an Anan Sadi, so you don't become, so it doesn't, so you can't tie in a Banisi, because Migamokha made it. The Rimigash, so we mentioned the Rimigash. The Rimigash learns that the Gemara's Kasha Pshita is not that why do I need the Anan Sadi? I need the Anan Sadi. For some reason, I need the Anan Sadi. That was never the Gemara's Kasha. Why do I need the Anan Sadi? The Gemara's Kasha was, but given that there's an Anan Sadi, the Anan Sadi is Poshut. Like, why does the Mishnah have to tell me the Anan Sadi? It's obvious that there's an Anan Sadi. So if it's obvious, there's an ansadi. So of course you can't imnofal amokam avanim shel shnei. So lefidim imigas of pshat in the Mishnah that the pshita is that the ansadi is self-evident. That means that we know the ansadi. The kamashman is not that there's an ansadi. That we know that was pshita. That was the pshita. that there's an ansadi. So the kamashman can't be that there is an ansadi. That we know from the beginning. So then what's the gemara's teretz? What's the kamashman? If we know that there's an ansadi, why would I think, if I know that there's an ansadi, why would I think that it's, if it's nafal or shushat dechad, that he should be able to taina, that he should be able to have a taina? Should be amaitz mechir al varaya. What do you mean? It's against the ansadi. What's the kamash more? Some of the answer is, Rami Bakash, I think it's meduik this way. That the kamashmon is that even if itayin is lakachti, nechrami, if itayin is banisi, I don't think there's a sakadaitach. We know there's an ansadi. Of course, you can't tayin a banisi. We already know in the pshita that there's an ansadi. So the answer, the teretz can't be, well, it was novel, it's just a dechani, itayin a banisi. That's also pshita. If we know there's an ansadi, so it's b'mokam edim, whatever itayin is. Al kochach, the Rimagash has to learn, and I believe the Rimagash, it's not in front of me, but the Rimagash, I think, beferish. So, and it's also a little bit cryptic, but al kapanim, it's clear in the Rimagash that he's learning al derech the Riv, that the nofel ushus adachad, his time is not banisi. Banisi is straight up against the anatzani. His time is lakachti. So, and that's why I would have had a salka daitoch, that lakachti maybe he could tain. That's not against the anatzani. So, what's the kamash mulan beloy? The Rimagash also brings Shutfun Lakapi Adoni into the Gemara. You need it. It's Mukhuk. If you start like the Rimagash, that Pshita is that we know the Anansadi. We don't need the Mishnah to tell me the Anansadi. Of course, there's an Anansadi. So then we can't be talking about. So then when the Gemara answers, like Shikh and the Nafal Shusha Bechad, it can't mean that he tied the Banisi. That's still Poshut. It's against the Anansadi. You have to learn that the Tain is Lakachti, and Lakachti apparently is a legitimate Taina. When you have a case of nofel l'shusha dechad, there's a mokum here to taina lakachti. Like the Magen Mishnah maybe says because it's shalei be'edim. The Rimagash also is beferish. The Rimagash is beferish also that it's shalei be'edim. So there's a mokum to taina lakachti. And somehow there's a mokum here. There's a mokum suffer to taina lakachti. I'm mitzvah real over right. So it says the Mishnah kamash b'lo something more kamash b'lo underloy. The Mishnah tells me no, you cannot taina lakachti. Why takana? So it comes out, Lafidari Megash, the Kamashmalon is not that there's an Ansari that we do in the Pshito. The Kamashmalon is that Shutfali Kapti Adoni. I think it's very mistaken that the Rif goes like the Rimagash. First of all, it's the same as Spanish. It's the same as Spanish. Secondly, then I understand much better how the Rif knew for the Pasha. We're talking about the Tain of Lakakti. Taishas learns the Mishnah is only Banisi. We're not talking about a tain of lakachti. If you can't, Taisha learns the tain of lakachti, you would win. The Rif takes for granted that we're talking about a tain of lakachti. It has to be, because he read the Gemara like the Rimagash, that we already know the Ansari and the Pshito. So the Chiddush can't be that he can't tain a Banisi. If we know the Ansari and the Pshito, then it's Pshito that he cannot tain a Banisi. It's against the Ansari. Akoch, you have to learn, like I just said. That the tain is lakachti. That's why the Rif learns the sugya that it's a tain of lakachti. And I would have thought, oh, lakachti already is not against the anansadi. Kamash malon, that even though he's not contradicting the anansadi directly, but since it's an anansadi, it's a milsa di diya b'shutfis, and a milsa di diya b'shutfis, you cannot become a mus. And I would be a kal, because the Rif's lashon is kamash malon deloy. In the Gemara, by us, it just says kamash malon. I think a little bit it's meduyuk. Even though, but maybe it's a little bit of a deal. Because the way the Gemara goes, the words right before are, Ma'u de Taymel have either Hamaitz Mechavel of Araya, Kamash Blundalon, or Kamash Blundalon. Gets a Kamash Blundalon. Now, Lafit, let's say, if you learn like Rashi Taishas, the Gemara's Kashab Shita is, we don't know that there's an Anansadi. We thought, the Gemara's asking, why do I need the Anansadi? Me Sophic is helpful. So the Gemara's answer is, had it only been a Sophic, if it fell into one guy's Ashus, so the other fellow is Hamaitzin Chaver, he has to bring a Raya, and a Raya doesn't have. So what's the Kamash Malon? Kamash Malon is not that he's not a Hamaitzin Chaver of a Raya. He is still a Hamaitzin Chaver of a Raya. The Kamash Malon is that he has a Raya. So what's the Kamash Malon? The Kamash Malon, he's still a Hamaitzin Chaver of a Raya. The other guy is a Muxuk. You're a mitzvah mechaver, you have to bring a raya. The kamash malon is that he has a raya because there's an ansadi. So that's fine if you go as kamash malon. But the lashon of kamash malon deloy is mashma that he's not a maisim mechaber. Which is saying, ma'u de teimel evi dechamaisim mechaber al raya, kamashma deloy. That sounds like a saying that he's not a maisim mechaber al raya. The Rashi says not true. Lefid the riff, that's taka true. There's a havamina that he's a maisim mechaber al raya. Because there's a mokum here to tain al-kachti. Tain al-kachti. Al-kachti is a legitimate tain. A maitzim mechaber al-raya. Kamash melon that he's not a maitzim mechaber. Because since shutfen al-kachti al-dori, the mashal mokum zel is there. So he's talking not maitzim mechaber. Because then there's no mokzokos. So the lashon l'rif, kamash melon d'loy, I think also works much better. We make this assumption, which works out altogether much better, that he's going with the sheet of the Rimei Gash. Lefizeh comes out that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that shutfen al-kachti al-dori. So when the Rif said, but Shaminin may hocha the chutfen l'kapti adodi, the Rif's not making a deek from the Gemara. He's explaining the kamash blun deloy, and Shaminin may hocha, and the Mishnah is teaching me that chutfen l'kapti adodi. So maybe you can't ask the Rif, what do you mean Shaminin may hocha? We know it from the Gemara, Abayis Valil. If it was a deek from Agamara, so I could have asked, then I would have asked. In Agamara, it's only a deek. In Abayis Valil, it's an explicit Gemara. But now the Rif is saying that it's the din of the Mishnah, so then Avada the Mokas for this Mishnah. The Gemara in Abayis Valley also knows it from our Mishnah. The Gemara, how does the Gemara in Abayis Valley know Shut from the Kapta and Dodi? Because that's the Kamash one of our Mishnah. So the Rif is right. Shamina Mayoka. It doesn't mean that if Baba Basra was lost, we wouldn't know this halacha. We could reconstruct it from the Gemara and see it too. But he means Shamina Mayoka. It's not his own editorial, his own deal. He's saying Shamina Miyocha that he's explaining the Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon Delay. The Mishnah is Kamash Malon Delay. The Mishnah is Mashmienu. The Mishnah is being Mashmiya to us. That's Shut from the Kapri Adon.
You know, this is Shamina, but it seems like it's kind on the din that Shimon. It seems like it's kind of din, and then he's explaining that the Sfarah is just Lakati Adon. The din is just as
the theory. No, sorry. That's what I'm saying. That it's not that he's saying more than that. He's saying Kamash Malon Delay. The Mishnah is telling me that it's not true, that it's not called the Mitzvah Mechareel of Haraya. And what's the Pshat? Shamina Meyoka, from this Mishnah we learn, because that's the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah, from this Mishnah we learn that Shut from the Kapti Adori. But the Raya is from the Mishnah, not from the Gemara.
So what was the question on the Shamina?
The question was, if he's just making a deal from the Gemara, so it's already, there's a more Beferish Gemara.
Why is there Gemara? The Gabi is in.
No, because there it's explicit. Here it's just a deal. There it says Shut from the Kapti Adori.
I'm saying maybe
when we see Shemina,
it's not, but when the
Ritz
says Shemina, it's not
Koya
on the
Kaddish of
the Lakadi, it's
Koya
on the Din that he says, and then which adds a
spar
behind the Din.
No, that's how he says.
First, he says the Din of Mahad Milton, the administration, the Abagad Isa Hashta, which is the Kanai, no, nothing because of Ida. And he says, my time.
And that itself, that's what it says in Abayas Valiya. Okay, we're almost running out of time. I just want to share. I'm going to take a few minutes. Rav Aaron Kotler, as in Mishnah Sivan, he has the kash. He says, like, it comes out, Lefi, the Rif and the Rambam. The Rambam goes in the Shittas Rif. Maybe I'll just tell you the kash that the head of with Teres will leave for next time to wrap it up. And maybe you can figure it out yourself, or you can look in Rav Aaron. He says, like, so bottom line, Lefi the Rif and the Rambam. Why can the Shimon, fell into Rishus, Shimon's Rishus. Why can't Shimon Taina Lokachti? At the end of the day, why can't Shimon Taina Lokachti? Because since it's a Milsa the Yediyah B'Shutzes, and since Shutzen Lekapti Adodi, so that undermines Shimon's Chazaka, and without a Chazaka, he can't Taina Lokachti. Now, the Mishnah seems to say that this is all because Shutfin Shirotzul Asin Nechitza, Bainim is a Kaisel Ba'emsa, that this, the Mishnah says that they can force each other to build the Kaisel Ba'emsa. Since they can force each other to build the Kaisel Ba'emsa, so therefore there's an Ansadi that they must have Taka built the Kaisel Ba'emsa. Kaisel b'emza means a kaisel dalad amas that takes off Hezekiah, like the Gemara says, the submission about Hezekiah. Leficha chenofal, because we have that on Ansadi, therefore it's a milsa di idea b'shutras. Leficha chenofal ha'mokam avanim shulshnei. Esav Aaron, and what would be if the Mishnah was not true? Hezekiah was lav shmehez. Let's say in the Mishnah Master. Let's say Hezekiah was not shmehez. And they could not force each other to build the Kaisel. So then, simply put, they will say, then it would not be a milsi of the bishoptis. Then I would not know that they were shutfin when the wall was standing. And then if it fell over, one guy could tie banisi, lakachti, whatever he wants, because I'm a sim chaver, all of haraya. Because it wouldn't be a milsi of the bishoptis. Esavarin, no, it's still a milsi of the bishoptis. Because even if they don't have to build a kaisel dalaramas, take off hezek riyo, but a kaisel of asar tvachim to take to be mitzvah solof keganov, the Gemara in Nabzayin of Nachman said that even in a place where there's no hezek riyo, like by a gag, but you always need a kaisel of asar tvachim. And the Ram Shita is that that kaisel of asar tvachim is begvil begozes, and with the same width of shishu tvachim and so on, it's the ganza, it's the whole kaisel, the whole heft of the Solom of our Mishnah, not Balaramis, but Asar Tvachim. So even if there would not be a din of Bainimis, a Kaisel, Ba'emzer, that they can force each other to build a Kaisel, Balaramis, Hezekri, even if that was not true, we would still know that to a certain extent, there's Shutfin in the wall. They may not be equal Shutfin, because it could be one guy built only up to, only shared up to Asar Tvachim, and the rest was the other guy's wanted his privacy, the other guy built up to Balaramis. So it's fine, it's not a 50-50 Shutfin. It's a 20-80 shutfis. But that's still a shutfis. And shutfin the kapte adodi. So this thing would still be, you know, even had it been that they cannot force each other to build a kaisel, because that's agrees, lashme hesek. It would still be true that if the wall fell over, it's yachleikum. Because the maisel is a suffix. And nobody's a muksuk. Because in this rubble, they're both shutfin. Again, one may be a majority shareholder, the other guy might be only a minority shareholder. We don't know. We have no idea. But we know that up to the start welcome, they both built together. Because that is they certainly could be kind to each other to do. So it's a shekhar in the Mishnah. How do we make sense out of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that Shutun Shirotz Las and Machitza, they can be force each other to build the Kaisel Dalar Amasbam. So Khair it's a chiddush of Hezekriya. And therefore, Im Lafala Makam Adam Shoshnaya. What's there's no therefore? Even if it wouldn't be true, the Makam Bavanim will be Shoshnayim anyway, because of this other dinner of Nachman, that you need to have a Kaisel of Asar
Tvachim. That's only until one guy Tainas Lakachli.
Well, but it's still, but even if you Tainas Lakachli, Shutfim, like, Milsi the Yadiyah B'Shutfish, you can't Tainas Lakachli because there's no Muxokas. You were Mashal Makam and you were Mashal Lakachli to the Baalha, to the other guy. You have this pile of rubble. The other guy has some Avanim in this rubble too. So whatever Karka the rubble is sitting on, you Mashal to the other fellow. So where's the that's the lion's cash. So Avaran says that I'm probably gonna go 5 minutes over, but if you need to leave, you can leave. Says Avaran that Lefila Lishna Basra, there's an eitz. There's an answer for this problem. Because the Mishnah Basra, remember, the Mishnah Basra holds Hezek via Shmei Hezek. So how did the Mishnah Basra read the Mishnah? Hashutfin Shirotsu, they agreed to divide the Chotzer. So then they can force each other to build the Kaisel. Right, tomorrow, why do they have to agree to divide the Chotzer? One partner could force the other one to divide the Chotzer. And why says, Tomer Chotzer She'ebedin Chaluk. Then the Gemara asks, there's different Lashonis in the Gemara, but in one Lashon, it's very much explicit that the Gemara asks this question. The other Lashon, Taisus reads it into the Gemara. But Akapadim, the Gemara then asks, why did the Mishnah have to tell him the din of Hezek, Yishmei Hezek, in such a fancy case where it's a small chotzer that they agreed to divide? The main show over here is to tell me the din of Hezek, Yishmei Hezek. Hezek, Yishmei Hezek, we could talk about a big chotzer that they didn't agree to divide, but they're dividing it anyway. The main chiddush is that Bainim is a Kaisel can force each other to build the Kaisel for Hezek Riyah. Why does the Mishnah have to chap? Why does the Mishnah have to choose to talk about such a particular case of a small chotzer that they agreed to divide? So Mar answered, that in a big chotzer they could attack and force each other to build the Kaisel because Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. But in a small chotzer they didn't have to divide and one persuaded the other to go along with the dividing. Maybe the persuadee can say, Ki Yisrat Soiloch, I agreed to divide the chotzer, you know, in the chotzer, but kisrat soiloch to divide the chotzer, but to make a kaisel, I was not misratz. It was even though hezek yishmei hezek, but I didn't have to divide the kaisel at all. You got me to agree to divide a small tiny chotzer, but you're going to make the chotzer even smaller by building a kaisel. To that, I didn't agree. So therefore, there's a chiddush in the Mishnah. We don't say that they have to build the kaisel anyway. So it comes out lefila lishna basra. The Mishnah is telling me two chiddushim. In this bainim es kaisel b'emsa, it says a double chiddush. First of all, it says the chiddush of hezek v'yishmei hezek. But in addition, it also says that we don't say kiyas ratzoyloch. Now, had we yes said kiyas ratzoyloch, let's say we would have accepted the time of kiyas ratzoyloch. I agreed to divide the tiny little chutzah, but now they're going to build a wall, and then I'm going to have an even more tiny chutzah. Had that svar been true, then they would not even have had to build the wall of Asar Tvachim. Because you'd have the same time. I agreed to divide this tiny little chutzah, but not if you're going to take away more of it by making a wall of Asar Tvachim, which is also the Gvil Begosses. So in the Salkit, so the Mishnah, the Chiddush of the Mishnah, not just the Hezek Yishmei Hezek, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that we don't say, and maybe this is even this main Chiddush of the Mishnah, is that we don't say Kisrat Soiloch. And had we said Kisrat Soiloch, then there would be no, they wouldn't have to build any wall. So Mela, the Mishnah reads very well. So Zok the Mishnah, Shutvin, who agreed to divide a tiny little chotzer, they can force each other to build a wall. And granted, it's a big wall of Dalaramis, but the main Chiddush over here is not the Hezek Yishmei part. The main Chiddush is that you don't say Kisrat Soiloch. If we would have said Kisrat Soiloch, had we said Kisrat Soiloch, they wouldn't have to build any wall. And then it wouldn't be a Milsa Didi of Shutfus. So as the Mishnah, no, it's not true. They have to build a wall. And granted, they have to build the wall of Hezekiah, but that's not the main Chiddush. The main Chiddush is they have to build a wall at all. Or at least that's certainly part of the Chiddush, that they have to build a wall at all. We don't say Kisrat Soiloch. They have to build a wall. So Mimela, so Lefichoch, because we don't say Kisrat Soiloch, and they have to build a wall, so now it's similar to the idea of Shutfus. So the Fila Vishnabasa, where it's okay. But the Fila Vishnakama, that it's a great big chotzer. The Ritzi was that they agreed to build a wall. They made a kinyan to build a wall. And like Taisa says, it must be Zoichim that we remember that they agreed to build a wall. And now the wall fell down, and because we pull out of the files that they agreed to build a wall, so therefore Hamakam Avanu Shel Shnei. So if we're talking about a great big chotzer and just a bad agreement to build a wall, so then we're back to square one. Who needs the lefichach? Even if we would have no lefichach, there would be no din we wouldn't remember that they built the wall, that they agreed to build the wall. Or there would be no din that the agreement to build the wall is mechayev. But it would still be a milsa didi of a shutfis, because the wall of Asar Tvachim, they certainly have to build it together. So then we still have this kasha, so it's a milsa didi of a shutfis, so who needs the lefichach? It's a milsa didi. The Mishnah says, because they agreed to build a wall, and because we remember they agreed to build a wall, and because the kinyan that they agreed to build the wall is mechayevim, whatever the kinyan is, the Gemara talks about. So therefore, imnafal amakam avanim shul shteyim. Even if none of that was true, we don't remember they agreed to build a wall, or the agreement is not mechayevim to build the wall, ha'kayinu v'chayinu. Doesn't matter. Asar tfakam they have to build. It's a milsa didi of a shutfus. And here there's no case of atzoyloch. We're talking about a big chotzer. The Kama is talking about a big chotzer. So then, Taka share the Mishnah. How does the Lishna Kama learn the Mishnah? Kochuk, you have to say that the Lishna Kama holds not like a Nachman of Zion, that this din of Mechitza Sorek, that the Mitzvah of Geganov, but like Shmuel over there in the Zion, who's Chaylik in Rav Nachman, who doesn't have such a thing. And the emes is, we already saw when we were learning the Sugya, that there's many diukim in the Lishna Kama, that the Lishna Kama doesn't have the concept of Rav Nachman, of a Mechitza Sorek, the Mitzvah of Geganov. Because the Gemara keeps talking about the Mesipas in the Lishna Kama. It keeps talking about the Mesipas Ba'alma. Maybe connect Mesipas as you say this, or it's not clear in the Morin Davzai. Mesipas is not a Kaisel Asar. Just a nothing. Just a marker. So it keeps saying a Lashon. What do you mean Mesipas Ba'alma? You need a Mechitz Asar. And even more, the Gemara over there says, again, in the Lishna Kama, when it says, Baina Mesa Kaisel Ba'amsa, of course it's Ba'amsa. Gemara says, Ma'ada Tema. He could say, Kisat Soiloch, when I agreed to build the wall, I agreed to share in the Hitzos of the world, Hitzos of the wall, but not in the Karka that the wall has to take up. So maybe you don't have to build it by Emsa. What do you mean? A Mechitza Sor they have to build regardless. And the Rama holds Mechitza Sor is build the Gozos. That means it takes up the same amount of Karka. So what kind of time is that? I didn't agree to take up the Karka? Even if you would ever agree to anything, you would have to give up the Karka, the same amount of Karka for the Mechitza Sor Tvachim. It's muchach, Ravai made the deal, that it's a muchach, that the Lishna Kama is going like a Shmuel and not like a Nachman. So we said at the time, we had a Cheshman. The Gemara asked, what about Gino? The Mishnah Lishna Kama is Hezek, Yolav Shmei Hezek. But by Gino, the Mishnah says you have to build a wall, not only when they made a Ritzit. It says by Gino, Stam Gino, is Kemokam Shinogu Libdor, you have to build a wall. Frank the Gemara, why do you have to build a wall? Hezek Yulavshma, Hezek, according to Lishna Kama. The Gemara answers, it's an Ayin Har, because you need a wall for Ayin Har. There you have vegetables, it's Ayin Har, you have to build a wall for Ayin Har. The Rama paskins that by a Gino, you don't have to build a wall for Hezek at all, just Asar Tvachim to Minin Pesol of Kigan. So it's against the Gemara. The Gemara in the Kasha thought that you have to build a wall for Hezek Riyah, and it's a proof that Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, and the Lishna Vasa was Doichitz for Ayin Har. Kache, it's a wall of Dalet Amos that you shouldn't look. Here the Rama throws the whole Gemara out, and he says, it's only Asar Tvachim. So we saw in the Rama is a tshuva. The Rama says he has a justification because he has the Gemara of Zion says that by a gag, since it's not a mokum dira, there's no hezek riyah. So the Rama says a gina is not better than a, is not more dira than a gag. So there's no hezek riyah by a gina either. And Ayin Hari says this to me, this chassidus. So he doesn't think it could be for Ayin Hari. It must be that the wall is a wall of asar tvachim for an itpasol of kigana. And it has to be big begosus. So that's why the Rama rejected either Gemara. The Gemara is a dechuyah ba'alma. So we said at the time, so fine, I understand why the Rambam rejected the Gemara. But why did the Gemara reject the Rambam? Because what's the Gemara's kashi from Gina? Why didn't the Gemara itself answer that Gina means a Gina, a wall of Asar Tvachim? So we said at the time that it must be that the Gemara is going like Shmuel. The Gemara doesn't have the concept. That's why it wasn't available. That text wasn't available to the Gemara because the Gemara is going like Shmuel. And we made all this diyukim that you see the Gemara is going not like Rav Nachman, that the Gemara is going like Shmuel. I was in the karka and so on. So it's takim aduik in the Gemara that the Gemara is going not like Rav Nachman. It doesn't have the concept of nitbasol of kagana, and we pass like Rav Nachman. But I said at the time that Rav Aaron has another cheshbon that lefi lishnakama you can't possibly hold like Rav Nachman. This is the cheshbon because since the Ram goes with the Shita Sarif, that the Mishnah at a time of Lakachli, and the reason why you can't tie it is because it's a milsad idea b'shutfus. So in the listening, so there's a problem in the Mishnah. It's a milsad idea b'shutfus. According to Rav Nachman, it's anyway a milsad idea b'shutfus because Adar Sar Tvachim they have to build together. So lefilu lishna baster is not a problem because the fichuch is going on the fact that we don't say that we don't say kisrat soyloch that I agree to divide the tiny little chutzner, but not if you're going to build a wall. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, and that's going with the fichuch. Because if that would have been true, that's halkadaitach, then there would be no milsad idea b'shutfus. So lefilu lishna baster, you can talk a whole like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds like the lishna baster. That's the halacha. The halacha is like Rav Nachman, presumably. Normally the halacha is like Rav Nachman in the Mamanis. And the halacha is like lishna baster. So that stems very well. Rav Nachman goes with the lishna baster goes like Rav Nachman. That's how the Rambam paskins. But the lishna kama couldn't possibly hold like Rav Nachman. Because then the Mishnah is not going to make any sense. What do you need the Lefichuk to make it into a Milsad Idiyah B'Shutfus? The Mishnah Lishna Kama has to hold like Shmuel, and it's not going to do it in the Lishayas of the Gemara that the Lishna Kama holds like Shmuel. So maybe Lishna Kama didn't have Rav Nachman. So the Lishna Kama, when it was faced with Gino, he couldn't answer that it's a wall of Asar Tvachim for Nitpasol of Kaganim, because the Lishna Kama can't have such an institution that it would be a Milsad Idiyah. Then the Mishnah would be, then the wall would be a Milsad Idiyah B'Shutfus, even without the Lefichuk, and that's against the Mishnah. So the Lishna Kama al Korchuk had to learn, like Shmuel, that there's no such thing as a Mechitza Sar. So how did it have no other way to explain Gina except as Ayin Har? We have the luxury, we hold like a Nachman, we hold like Lishna Basra. So maybe we can say the Gina is talking about Asar Tvach. That's a Ayin Chesh. Okay, that I think is, that's it for Tosfos Lefichuk and Amistayef. Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll go on to the Gemara Daf, Gimel Merav, Kirotzi Mahavi, Lehedribu, and Konav Luchais and so on.
Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you.
The whole time we're talking about Fizalachshon or something, and that's why we have to say, you know, Shal Harvey, and it can't be that he's towing both, but he's seen the Yashto and Vitachti because Fizalachshon or something. Is this a good Fizalachshon or something?
I'm going to stop the recording.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah.